So, guys, welcome back to the Remix Podcast, Episode 6. Today, I'm joined by Brianna and Taekwon.
What it do, baby?
Hello.
So, today, this is going to be the first official where we actually talk about topics instead of, you know, interviews and such. So, are you guys ready to speak your mind and possibly get ridiculed by everyone?
Yeah. I'm ready.
Yeah.
So, first things first, we have the Foreigner Challenge. Now, guys, if you don't know what the Foreigner Challenge is, it's a song by Pop Smoke, the late Pop Smoke, rest in peace, where people have started an internet trend of posting their nudes to this song. And at first, it was brought to us in the group chat, and I just kind of want to know how everybody feels about it. Brianna, Taekwon, in an orderly fashion, please tell me how you guys feel about
Brianna, it. Do you want to go first?
I think it is literally so stupid. Like, why in the world would anybody want to, like, let their nude... Girls talk about all the time how, like, they're objectified, how guys always come to them because they wear their clothes a certain way. But then you're posting your nudes in a challenge for people to see. But then you want to... You know what? It's stupid. It's stupid. And I'm glad that girl who did it got her ass beat by her dad, because that's so fucking stupid. I would do the same thing to my kid.
Dude, he lit that ass up, bro. The video of her, she's crying hard. Like, that wasn't your normal.
Right.
Like, that wasn't your normal ass whooping. Like, that was... It was some force behind that one.
Because she knew that it was stupid. That's the thing. Like, if you know that it's stupid, why?
Well, how old was she? She was like, how old?
She was 12.
Exactly. Like, there is no way in hell
that you're supposed to be
doing that.
Like, come on, man.
All right, since we're on the topic of, like, young people doing weird stuff, I know this isn't on, like, our thing that we were going to talk about. We have scripts. Well, not scripts, but, like, topic list, so we don't jump off topic, but I'm gonna jump off topic. How do you guys feel about like let's say like a 15 or 16 year old dating like a 23 year old? Like, how do you feel about that?
A 23 year old?
Yeah, like just like a teenager or like a young girl dating a grown ass man.
That's like,
look, I can't talk on that. I can't 16, talk
well, the legal age of consent is 16, so I can't really be mad at that. That's still kind of weird. 15, I don't know, because that's like a big age gap, and it's just...
I just think it's really weird. Like, you're dating a girl that basically, like...
When you were 5, she was just born.
Right, she was really just born.
So, like... Or, like, so, when you were 8, she was just born. Like, that's a little weird.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah, so, I guess it's not that big. Because, like, when you think about it, when we get into the real world, you know, like, 5 years isn't that big of a deal. 8 years isn't that big of a deal when you look at it. But on paper, like, if you have a 2 and she has a 1 and the 1 doesn't have a 7 or 8 after it, you're kind of pushing it.
All right.
You're kind of fucking up. But anyway, back to the Foreigner Challenge. The Foreigner Challenge is really stupid. I don't understand showing your nudes off to a bunch of people. And then they post it on Instagram, of all places. Like,
yeah.
Like, I could... Well, let me say this with as much respect as possible. If you're going to send nudes, just send it to one person. Actually, at this point, just don't send nudes at all.
Yeah, it's kind of just stupid.
I know what you guys are saying.
Look, if you really want them to see it, and I know it sounds kind of, not crude, but kind of weird.
Yeah.
Just in person, please. It's...
Yeah, because, I mean, of course, I'm a guy. We make jokes about, yeah, I'm just here for the nudes all the time, but, like, honestly, don't send nudes. Like, That is like the one and only way you can fuck your life up. if you want to fuck your life up, just send nudes.
Wouldn't say that. I mean, I guess crack would do the same thing, but
yeah. But I mean, what's more obtainable, nudes or crack? Exactly. Not everybody. Everybody's just dishing out crack nowadays. It's not the 80s.
Yeah, you're probably right.
It's not the 80s. So anyway, is that all we got for the foreigner challenge?
That's all I got for the foreigner challenge. I don't know about Brianna. All
right, so Brianna, if you didn't know, me and Terry have some late night conversations. I know what y'all saying, gay, but chill. But yeah, we're having some late night conversations about, you know, just random stuff. And one day I looked up the rankings of the KKK, you know? And we learned that those niggas was just a bunch of Dungeon and Dragon nerds, right? So that kind of segues into, we're going to talk about some racist TikToks, like the famous TikToks and Instagram and YouTube stars that have been getting exposed for saying the N-word, and that one TikTok where that girl was like, how to build
an N-word, a hard R.
Exactly. How to build a
hard R, a neighbor.
A fine blank space.
A fine neighbor.
A friendly neighbor.
Yeah, your friendly neighbor.
Your friendly neighborhood racist, don't worry about
your favorite, your friendly neighborhood neighbor. You know?
But
And yeah, that's kind of pushing the line. I don't see why people are, you know. There's racism and then there's being prejudiced. What they did was racist. That was racist. Those very racist.
The have a dad and then the cup being empty. That's a little.
It's funny because what, 4 out of 5 of us here have a dad.
Yeah.
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 A dad that we hang out with fairly frequently.
And then actually, the one that doesn't have a dad because he left.
Not by choice.
Yeah, not by choice. By unfortunate consequences, circumstances. Like, that's just a little messed up.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, over here on the Remix Podcast, guess I'm not a
100%
an N-word.
A neighbor. Guess I'm not a neighbor. But, like, I don't see why, like, what would even make you post that? Like, you know what you have to go through? First of all, you have to think of the idea. That's when you could have been like, maybe this isn't smart.
I'll do it anyways.
And then you had to fill the cups up and prepare for the video.
And you had to write what you're saying.
Then you had to think about what you were going to say. Then you had to film it probably multiple times because, like, over here on the Remix, we laugh all the time.
And so you had to freaking go through. Then we had to
reboot everything. Yeah. So, like, you had to do multiple takes. And at no point did it click to you that...
Hey, maybe this is racist.
Shouldn't be doing this. Like,
no.
And then she even got to the point of posting it on the internet. Like, I think once you got to posting it on the internet, you should have been like, okay, maybe this isn't the smartest thing.
Like, that's the final step. That's literally the final step.
I feel like once it got a certain amount of views, that's where she would have been like, if it, like, reached 100K views, that's where she should have been like, oh, man, this is going to blow up because this should not be getting this many views. Maybe I should take the also,
time. She would have had to tag the For You page for it to get that many views.
Exactly.
I don't think she has a... I don't think she has that many people. I don't think she's the, you know, the prettiest girl at the party. But, you know, like, dude, you had, like, there's so much that went into that for her to stop for a second and be like, this ain't what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, this is not how I'm supposed to be living my life.
She didn't think about it, not once.
But then she did not sorry because... She did She's sorry because she got caught
doing it.
And then she tried to blame it all on her boyfriend.
Like, if I was her boyfriend, I'd be like, look, it's over. You try to blame something on me. Knowing dang well it was probably your idea.
Like my boy Harry did Francesca in the first few episodes. Oh
my God. Hashtag too hot to handle. Review coming soon.
Sorry to cut off the topic, but if you haven't seen it, I recommend go see Too Hot to Handle.
We can't talk.
Yeah, we can't plug that.
I'm not promoting it.
You're kind of promoting it.
No, we can promote. We can promote it. I mean,
we just won't get paid for it.
I mean, Taekwon, if somebody needs to take a rule out of promoting stuff, it's you.
You know, just drop occasional promotions here and there.
Yeah. Can't even do that, right? Can't even promote an episode you're in.
But, yeah.
What do I pay you for?
You don't. I do.
You only do that because I'm not 18. You didn't even know about the sponsorships until I told you. I could have just held out on you.
You could have.
And.
Exactly.
And sing.
You know what? I wanted to be a good friend.
You are a good friend. Let's finish.
Exactly. So what do I pay you for?
I pay myself.
No.
What are you talking about?
You know what?
What does Anchor pay you for?
You're right. What does Anchor pay us for? Shout out to today's sponsor, Anchor. just put that right in the middle.
But where are we? The girl blaming on her boyfriend.
Yeah, I think at that point, like, you can't just throw your boyfriend under the bus. Like,
she's stupid. Like, you still took part in it. He didn't put a gun to your head and tell you to do the TikTok. You willingly chose to do that. You were holding the camera and all. So, at that point, that's just you.
And then she was like, he made me racist. Like,
nobody can make you do anything.
Right.
Yeah, nobody can make you change your mind about something. You should, at that point, should have boundaries with your boyfriend and tell him that I don't have the same views as you and you shouldn't try to install that on me. But no.
Yeah. That, what she said was complete bull. And she was just trying to find a way out of it. That you could tell she was just trying to find a way out of it because she was like, please don't contact my college. Which, first of all, shout out to the detectives, bro. Shout out to the detectives that done figured out where she lives.
Where she's going to school.
Right. What her college is. Because y'all are some horrible people. But y'all need to be doing something better with y'all lives than sneaking around on the internet. Like, man, the Pentagon needs you right now. You're just you over here wondering how to DDoS Freddy. Like, I don't understand.
If y'all don't find out where them UFOs coming from,
right? Y'all can find out everything else. I can already see like the cyber trips and behind the camera bloods. Like, oh, Brandon, is that right? Is that right? You know what? I'm gonna leak all your address. I'm gonna leak all your personal information so you can get all the fucking death threats that you desire.
Listen, all I know is nobody will ever be able to leak anything I have because I don't have anything.
Exactly.
Right. Have fun.
There's nothing you can. There's nothing you can say to me that hasn't already been said.
Other than the kind of stuff.
Shut up, Mark. So anyway, so next up, we're gonna talk about the iDubbbz controversy. If you guys don't know who iDubbbz is, famous YouTuber. How many subscribers does he have?
Shoot, I don't know.
He has a couple mil.
He's the content cop, of course he does.
Nah, he stopped doing that.
Well, that's stupid, because that's what he's
looking for. Oh, he has 7.9 million subscribers. And recently, I know we're kind of late, I can see everybody in the comment section typing away, oh, you're late on this, shut up. So, his girlfriend, well, what's her name? It doesn't even matter what her name is. She's a sex worker now. She's got an OnlyFans. And everybody's calling iDubbbz a simp for letting his girl. girlfriend parade around and humiliate herself on the internet. So, like, personally, how do you guys feel, like, if you had a girlfriend and, you know.
That did the only thing. Yeah. I would not be happy about it.
Yeah, I don't. Like, people, I can see people going, like, oh, but she's making money, though, but, like.
Yeah, she's making money, but you're also making money just like, through your body, like.
Objectifying herself like that.
The thing I want to get at, though, is, like, I was watching a, what was the YouTuber's name? Daquan Wilshire. I was watching a Daquan Wilshire video, and he was like, you know, when my girl sends me nudes, I like that, it's cool. But, you know, if everybody else can see that the value of her nudes slowly diminished to me. Now it doesn't feel like they're just catered to me. Now it feels like it's catered to the world.
And yeah, that's how I feel.
Like, you know, I see what you're talking about, but Brandon, she's with you and not them. But, like, still, like, there's a guy somewhere, like, in my head, I'm always going to remember.
There's a guy somewhere beating off to my girl.
There's a guy somewhere out there beating off to my girl. There's someone out there just straight smacking the bean to your girl right now, and you're just. And what are you gonna do about it?
And not only that, like, that gives, like, guys or, like, girls leeway to be like, oh, well, your boyfriend's or your girlfriend's cool with you doing this, so, like, I'm sure they would be cool with you, like, doing something with
right,
me.
Like, and then how would it feel? How would it feel, like, if, like, since it's not, like, an important, since, like, you know, nudes aren't an important thing if you're doing an OnlyFans and you're dating somebody, how'd you feel if your spouse was doing the same thing?
Yeah,
actually, not even getting paid for it, just doing it just to do it.
Yeah, I feel like you're slowly cuckolding yourself. Because, like, mostly, like, Idub's girlfriend, maybe I just have a bad taste in women, but, I mean, track record. But, you know, if Idub's girlfriend is not, like, the best looking female, like, no disrespect to her. Like, she's cute, but she's not bad enough to have an OnlyFans. Like, I'm not scrolling down my timeline and I see her and she goes, join my OnlyFans, and I actually start thinking, like, maybe I should. Like,
all
right.
No, I'd be like, no, this is something I can miss. You know?
I need a little bit more convincing.
No, because, like, my girlfriend, she wants to be a stripper. But, like, at the same time, I'm not gonna, like, I support you being your own woman, doing what you have to do, make money, go ahead. But I'm not gonna be fine with being a fucking stripper. Like, that doesn't sit well with me. It's just, no. And you're, like, going it for, like, show. And then, no. Yeah. I've seen Hustlers, and I can't let that happen.
Oh, my God. I think my dad was actually watching that today. That was hilarious. Like, what is dude doing? But yeah, like, I don't understand. I feel like you're slowly, like, cuckolding yourself. And also like what if I don't see why people would buy an OnlyFans. I know this has nothing to do with what we were talking about, but, like, why would you buy an OnlyFans? Like, Tiana Trump's OnlyFans. Would you can just see her whole asshole for free? Like, I don't I don't understand that. Like, that's like going to McDonald's and getting a cup of water. Like, a cup of water from anywhere is free, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then, I used to work at Skate World. Shout out to them. Don't go there. Like, that's like going to Skate World. Skate World, we didn't give out cups of water for free. We had a water fountain, granted, but, like, We made them pay for bottled waters. So you see the conflict here. Like, right. Why would I pay for bottled water?
But I can get it for free.
When I can just drink from the fountain. Like, you know? Granted, everybody goes over there because it's free, but, like, still. Still, there's nothing exclusive about that bottle of water
unless it's like Voss.
Right. The fucking Louis Vuitton of water.
Voss water.
Like, there's nothing in that water. Like, there's nothing different from that water and the water from the water fountain other than the fact that it's yours.
More filtered, or it's just yours. Or, you know, not everybody's lips were on it.
Right. Yeah, not everybody's lips was on it. It's yours. Like, you know, other than that, you can't really say that about your girlfriend now, because now she has OnlyFans. Right. I mean, not everybody's, I feel like
everybody's
dick has been inside of her.
And I think, like, the only reason why you date somebody in the first place is just kind of like, I don't want it to sound like I'm talking about like it being property, but that's kind of how it is.
Yeah.
Like, you're mine, I'm yours, period. Or exclusive.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody's allowed to see.
Once you get in a relationship, my problems become your problems. We are now one person. Like,
and I argue over like certain clothes that, like, which now I'm starting to like drift away from that, because I see, like, okay, it's just
not in a relationship.
Well, that, yeah, it's because I'm not in a relationship now. But what was I saying? Yeah, now, like, if I get with a girl and they want to wear, like, I don't know, like, say some booty shorts and a tank top, I'm not going to be upset about it, because I'm going to be like, you know, she's mine. She knows that, and she's not trying to impress anybody else.
Yeah, I think when I would probably ask my girl to cover up is when she starts doing that like, those see-through stuff. Like, then I'm going to be like, all right.
Not even that. You're
pushing the envelope a little
bit. Or if I'm in front of my, like, my parents or something like that, because that's just...
Yeah, now you're...
Yeah, now you're kind of pushing the limits.
Yeah.
Like, if it's just me and you out on a date, I'm not going to be upset about it.
Yeah, there's certain things that you're starting to push right now, and you're going to need to stop right there. But I think we got our say-so out on this one. So, sticking with the girl topic, we're going to talk about the Call Me Carson controversy.
Oh.
If you don't know, Call Me Carson is a YouTuber with about, what, 3 million subscribers?
About 3,
it's like 2.8 or something. No, he's not at 4 million. Yeah, I think he's at like 2 point something. And he has an ex-girlfriend by the name of Kate Arena. Don't care how many subscribers she has. It's probably plummeted in the past few weeks. And a YouTuber named Fitz with a 5.5 million subscribers on YouTube. What is wrong with you?
Fitz is the best guy in the game. That's the period.
Good guy Fitz?
Good guy Fitz. But that's not such a good guy, because he stole the dude's girl.
Right. Yeah, so Call Me Carson was dating Kate, which, if I notice anything, anybody that has the same name as the Arby's number 3 ain't looking so good. So, you know. So, you know, the Arby's number 3. Okay, I'm just going to refer to everybody as, like, every horrible female as the Arby's number 3. I'm gonna get called misogynistic, but I do call all fuckboys fuckboys. So, yeah, when I come up with a cool name for them, I'll use it. But the Arby's number 3. My boy Carson pulled up to the Arby's drive-thru. He ordered the number 3, right? he took a bite out of that number 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
He took a bite out of it. But after taking that one bite out of it, he looked at his sandwich a little bit more closely, and he noticed that the roast beef combo was missing the fries. Someone had already eaten the fries, you know? There was like 4 or 5 fries left, but he ordered a large, you know? So, you know, then his friend Fitz is in the passenger seat. Fitz didn't say he wanted anything, but you know that one friend, they don't want anything until you have food.
Right, right.
So Fitz grabs the roast beef combo and he bites into it as well. But he doesn't do it in front of Carson. No, he waits for Carson to get out to pump gas. And then he takes a bite out of it. Right. So now Carson comes back and he's like, whoa, there's another bite taken out of my number three, you know? So now he's kind of ticked off, you know? Now he's kind of mad at dude. So now he kicked the fits out of his car, and they never talked again. I know everybody's probably so confused about this car metaphor. Basically, Carson was dating Kate. Kate cheated on him with Fitz, but she also had a boyfriend, which was her manager before Carson. So basically, she cheated on her boyfriend with Carson, then cheated on Carson with Fitz, and then cheated on Fitz with some other guy, like some like streaming like event.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically, she just keeps cheating on people. And the trend of this episode of the podcast, she gave a very lackluster sorry. it was bad. Like, she actually, everything she said was just, I was so lost and confused and I didn't know what I was doing. Like, I don't want to knock this girl, because clearly whatever she's going through is pretty bad. But, like, come on, man. You gotta take some
responsibility
for what you've done. You can't just go, I was lost and confused. And
my mental health.
My mental health, yeah. Yeah. Like, if it was a mental health issue, you could have said, I'm sincerely sorry for what I've done. I didn't mean to hurt anybody. I don't think I was mentally stable to be in a relationship. Bada boom, bada bang, people would have still hated you. People still hate Fitz.
They keep calling me.
They
keep calling me. Terry and they? I told them I was in the middle.
They ain't calling
me. I
told
them I was in the middle of the thing, man.
I put my phone on D&D.
They ain't calling me. My phone ain't on D&D. But they ain't calling me. So, ooh, bars. But anyway, you know, like, I will never understand, like, blaming what you did on something else. Like, the reason why people don't hate Fitz as much as they hate mm-hmm. Kate, because first of all, she cheated on everybody. For one, she, as much as I hate using this term because people don't know what the word actually means, she's a hoe. Okay, she
say how it
fucks
is.
Over guys. She fucks over guys every single day of the week with no remorse. That's what a hoe is. A hoe is not someone that breaks up with a guy, then waits a week, then gets with another guy. That's not a hoe. That's just a girl that likes dating mm-hmm. people. It's a hoe is, I'm gonna cheat on you, I'm gonna fuck you over, I'm gonna fuck you over, and at the end of the day, I'll just fuck anybody, you get a free room. Fucking, you know? Mm-hmm. That's a hoe. She was hoeing around. She was out here thought. But at least Fitz told Carson, I'm sorry. He told the fans he was sorry for everything he did. He owned up to what he did, and that's why people respect mm-hmm. him. She did not own up to what she did, and she completely just acted like it didn't happen.
Put it on something else.
Didn't exactly.
Didn't own up to it.
Like, she blames it on depersonalization. Now, that's a big mental health, actually. That's a big mental health issue.
Mm.
And people that deal with that, like, they're messed up. I mean that in, like, the kindest way possible. Not, like, not to slander anyone, but they have it rough.
Mm-hmm.
So, to blame your actions on something that serious is kind of bad. And a lot of people with depersonalization issues were straight cooking her, bro. Through the fire and the flames, bro. They were... I wish I had some of these comments saved, because they were straight going at... Like, Taekwondo, you know how we get when we yell at mm-hmm. each other. when we're all just, you know, joking around, having fun. Imagine that, but like, just They let her have it, dude. They let her have it. They did not care. But personally, I feel like that whole situation was just effed. And if I were to ever get cheated on, and then also learn that I was cheated on with 7 other people,
I'd be.
I don't know if I would feel better or worse.
I wouldn't feel better. I would be like, yeah, that's kind of messed up.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's kind of messed up, but like, I think of it like this. It's like you guys know like the playoff format in the NBA, right?
Yep.
It's like the playoffs, right? You want to get beat by one team, but you don't want to get beat by any team. You want to go all the way, right? But if you get beat by one team, would you rather get beat by that team and them lose in the second round? Or would you rather get beat by that team and then they win the championship? Because if they beat you and then they beat everybody else, it's just kind of like, okay, so I just didn't suck personally, you know? But if they beat you and then they lose to the next person, it's just like, okay, so we both suck. Yeah, exactly. Basically, it's just like we both suck, you know? So, like, I don't know how I feel about that. I feel like if anything, Carson is handling this way better than a normal person would, because I could tell you, I would have a few choice words with old girl if I learned that she cheated on me with 6 dudes. Just super sad.
I wouldn't be mad. I can't be mad because at that point, she for the streets. She belonged to the streets. And you can't get mad over a hoe. She's just going to keep being a hoe. So I ain't about to fight for no hoe.
Oh.
Leaving for the streets.
Yep. But this brings us to our final topic of today. Why the Remix podcast sucks.
Oh. Well, I could go on this topic for days. Wow.
It's so crazy. From the shit mic quality to the bad timing, the long drawn out conversations.
The stupid people.
The constant.
Let me just pull out my list. The fact that we can never do this stuff correctly and get it on time.
The fact that we can't even do an intro correctly without either yelling at each other or no one knowing where the cue is at.
Yeah, and I take guilt in this part too. The fact that not everybody's available, I take part in that.
The fact that sometimes we don't feel like doing it.
Yeah.
But you want to know who also equally sucks?
Who?
The people that hate on us for making this. Like, do you guys really think that shitting on us for doing something that you couldn't do is gonna get your clout higher? Because it's not.
Right, like you're just wasting your time. If you're not gonna watch it, don't watch it.
Yeah, because like, why are you hating on us? Like we're all funny. Like our FaceTime calls are funny, and we're like, hey, what if people would like listen to us because we have a good laugh together? Sure, people will have a good laugh with us as well.
Yeah, like, and hey, also,
but just because you're sad and you're bored and you don't know what to do during quarantine doesn't mean we have to be sad and bored and stuck in quarantine, doing nothing.
Let's get at this real quick. We have more views in a week than your YouTube channel. Now, can someone guess how many plays we've had since we started doing this, Brianna?
I actually really don't know.
We have 89 total views in the first 4 episodes that we've posted. 4. You've posted 12 YouTube videos, and you barely have 10 subscribers.
That's more than your SoundCloud plays.
You guys want to know something else? We are on You want to know? Oh, sorry. I had to catch my breath because did you know the Remix is on Radio Public, Breaker, Google Podcast, Spotify, Pocket Cast, Apple Podcast, Apple Music?
Actually didn't know all that.
Wow. Yeah. 7 streaming platforms, and you can't even get your song on. You can't even get your song off of SoundCloud and on the Spotify.
Yeah, I've heard people make shitty music in studio booths, and at that point, you just need to give up.
You're not also gonna be... while your target demographic is you and your 10 friends, we have 2% of our viewers are from the United Kingdom.
So yeah,
that's crazy. You know, to all the haters that really love
hating on us,
coming for thank us, you, because
you make us you. Better. Thank you. Keep hating on us.
Exactly. And remember, while you're sitting on your ass and typing your mean comments, we're making money from this. So thank you for your viewership.
Thank you for your hatred, because you had to listen to us to tell us that you hate us. Yep. And so that's all that matters.
Yep. Really. And well, that's the end of this podcast, because this podcast is sponsored and in part by haters like you.
Also Anchor.
Also Anchor. But thank you, haters, for filling my wallet. Say bye, guys.
Bye, everyone. See ya, fuckers.
Anyway, we'll catch you guys in another episode. See ya.